You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey guys, coming at you live from a storage room inside a storage room on a set that looks like your dad's basement. It's Don't Mess with Christine Sodelco on CastBox, produced alongside Studio 71. If you haven't heard of CastBox, it is one of the fastest growing new podcast apps on the market. It's available for iOS and Android. And you can listen to Don't Mess on your other podcast platforms, but I hope that you give CastBox a try. I think it's a really great app. You can find all of your favorite podcasts on there, including, hopefully, mine.
On this episode of Don't Mess with Christine Sodelco, Shane and Christine talk about Christine's first time seeing a penis. Not only that, Christine shades Tana Mojo. Plus, we're talking all about the breakup that Christine had with Elijah. All that and more next. Don't mess.
Hey guys, welcome back, or welcome to, or welcome three to Don't Mess. This is my brand new podcast coming at you live from my dad's basement. So we got to be out of here before six because I got to start the pot and put the chicken in the sink. So anyway, if you're new here, this is my podcast where I ask questions of people that I want to know. And I talk about things that I want to talk about. So basically the premise is it's all about me. That giggle was from my guests, or guest, because they're a couple. I am joined today by Shane Dawson and Rylan Adams. Shane is a old-ass YouTuber, so old. Yes. Used to do skits, and now he doesn't. And Rylan is his YouTuber boyfriend, who used to be a Ryan Seacrest type. Now...
smiles.
Welcome them. Yay. Thank you so much for coming. I am so in love.
Thank you for the Diet Root Beer that you brought me.
And yes. The lifesaver.
Yes, you're welcome. When I thought of Shane Dawson, I thought of Diet Root Beer. Mm. And actually, they sent me some one time for free.
Why?
Because I tweeted, all I want to do is get high and drink root beer.
And then you didn't even at them?
Nope.
And they sent you
root
it?
Beer. And they sent me like a little hat and little mini cans and like.
I want to jump across the table and fucking tackle you right now. I'm so mad.
Yeah.
He puts it in every video and they've never even acknowledged his existence.
Not even a like, not even nothing.
Fucking Chick-fil-A tweets me. And I don't even eat that shit.
I love Chick-fil-A.
Fuck off. Sorry. We fight.
Welcome to Marriage Counseling with Christine Sodelco. When I thought of you guys, I thought of you guys would be perfect guests because, well, obviously you're both very well known, but also you're really interesting people. Like you have, well, interesting in that you're not interesting. you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, so like, when I think of you, I think of like characters or like you buying a G-Wagon, you know, like YouTube personas,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I had the pleasure of coming over to your home for the Oscar Sunday. and we sat and ate pizza.
Yes.
And that was it. Mm-hmm. And that is, I feel like, what you do every night.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong.
If we're not working.
He's upstairs asleep at 10 and I'm jerking off.
Cool. Yes, yes. That's like, you know, that's perfect. It's like,
love.
Where are your Sims? Like,
oh my God. Yes. Sorry.
Yes.
I just realized we're all Sims.
We.
Sorry.
Oh my God, yeah.
I know.
I want a plumb bob. Those are what they're called, plumb bobs.
Do you think when there's a big, oh, never mind, I can't go there.
Earthquake? What?
Okay, that's better than what I was going to say.
You're going to talk about actually living in a simulation?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, like, do you think that that's like funny for God? Like when something really bad happens and he's like, with his friends up there?
I don't watch The Good Place, so. Kristen Bell, what an actress.
What?
What are you talking
about?
Exactly. Let me reel it back in here. Mm-hmm. with my notes here. Okay, here's literally my first one. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, your dog has more Instagram followers than me.
Right.
Explain.
Maybe we just have cuter
what
photos.
What does he have that I don't have?
Well, here's the thing. It's not fair.
I've got a powerful jaw.
I get it. We have three animals, so it's kind of not real, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you divide it up, then they all get...
33.337.
That was fast. Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know, because we don't even really post on... I don't fucking know.
Your dog's also new to Instagram, though, fairly.
Well, she is, but she already has 50,000 followers. Thank you so much for asking. And you got him when he was a puppy, right?
We got Uno, the golden retriever, when he was a puppy, which is a bad idea, because we got him online. And then when it came, it was a fucking nightmare. But we love it. Almost broke up.
Yeah,
it was a nightmare.
Oh, because that was my next question, was were you together at the time? So,
yeah.
So was it too soon to maybe adopt?
I mean, the dog was just like, you know, shitting everywhere, pissing everywhere, eating everything. Like,
yeah.
And we weren't having sex as much because like the dog was staring at us and screaming. And
for a newer relationship, it's like throwing a baby in the mix. And we were like, we just want to be able to go to dinner without the dog shitting everywhere.
Yeah.
We couldn't leave the house.
That's all I want. But I also don't want to leave the house. But
right.
Unrelated. My dog was also kind of horrible. I like adopted her when she's four, so and also looked up after I paid for her and everything that it's literally one of the most stubborn breeds. So
right.
I lucked out on that note. So you have to train them.
It's so
expensive.
And it's so annoying.
There's
like the trainers are. It's so some of them are so cringy. We have a new guy who's really nice, but sometimes like they have the fanny pack with the treats in it, and they're very like, they make the noises. They do that.
I had the same one as Grace and Hannah Hart and Grace Helbig, and I literally gave him. So he came home to do like a home visit, like to teach me how to like control her in my own like environment,
right.
And he saw my drug paraphernalia, yes. Right? And so he goes. Oh, you smoke, bro? Like, well, okay, that was not completely inaccurate. But he was like, oh, you smoke weed? Yeah, I was like, yeah. And so, like, things pass, and I give him a joint in exchange for dog food. He was like, oh, if you give me that, I'll give you a bag of dog food. I was like, okay. It was like $15, but it was like a $50 bag of dog food.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was my experience. But
that sounds great.
I came here from dog training.
Yeah. We're just doing
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I brought it up.
Our new dog trainer like was really intimidating. He looked like a pro wrestler. It was scary. Oh. And he's wearing sweatpants.
Well, he's a firefighter, I found out.
Oh.
Yeah.
He had a whole life story.
Yeah, people have lives outside of their
crazy?
Interactions with you.
I don't get it.
And it's like, who cares?
I know.
Anyway. Cut out the dead air. Okay.
Are Sims? Sorry.
Yes. Continue.
You play Sims?
Oh yes.
Okay. I have a lot of questions.
Okay.
So
perfect.
Teach me some fun hacks because when I was a kid, that's when I used to play it, and I used to try to make them, you know, have sex or like kill themselves or whatever.
Yeah.
Hang themselves. Do you know any fun hacks?
Oh, okay. So I think what you're talking about, they're called mods.
Okay. Yes.
They're like modifications to the game. So you have to go and you find them on these like really sketchy sites, and especially the sex one. It literally on the site where you have to download them has sex ads. So like I'm trying to download, well, I guess it's fitting, but like I'm just trying to download, I just want to make my Sims, you know, reverse cowgirl. And then there's just like this anime girl with like cat ears just getting fucked on like the sidebar. It's yeah. But anyway, so you have to download that, like unzip the file, insert it into like the Sims file, like enable the mods, and then it'll just show up. And then you can click and it's like on floor, like crazy footing job, like whatever.
And the Sims company knows that people do this.
Yeah.
Right? So why don't they just like play into it and like do it themselves, like an X-rated version?
Well, it's supposed to be like a fam, like an E, because the kids play it. Like, I was playing Sims when I was, like, 10,
yeah.
When my mom wouldn't let me have hot date because they could, like, kiss in a hot tub.
Are they still coming out with newer versions?
Yeah, there's Sims 4. They're just coming out with, they just came out with, like, pets.
Oh.
And I think they're going to do seasons soon where, like, they have the chain, like, you can, it's, like, snows and shit.
Did you ever play Roller Coaster Tycoon?
I did not.
Oh, okay. All right.
No.
You should
no,
get
I
on.
Didn't. I did not. Let the record show. Not at this time. Thank you. Okay, why? Diet A&W. What is it?
Oh, so it's the only diet root beer that's good. Bargs is not good. All the like brands at Ralph's and stuff aren't good. A&W is like sweet and like not too bitter. Have you ever had it?
Yes, I have. I like a good root beer if I can remember I like a good root beer. So it's like, I love it, but I forget
I'll make you remember. A little scoop of Halo Top in there? Fuck.
Oh,
root beer floaty. Yeah.
But there's no caffeine in it, so I can drink it all night.
Yeah, that I have that problem too. That's why sometimes I like Orange Fanta.
Oh.
Because it doesn't have caffeine. But soda's the best. I gave it up for a really long time. And then, well, really long, like 3 months. And then I got back on it, and like I wish I could go back off of it. But like sometimes I'm drinking Dr. Pepper, and I'm like, I can taste all 23 flavors. I'm like, there's the cherry. There's the boom. Like, I love a good soda.
But then, so do you think we're going to die from it? Because I keep having dreams about it.
Well, because you drink diet, and that's the aspartame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I know I shouldn't have it.
Well, do you drink the diet or regular?
Diet, but some brands. I drink diet dark soda, but regular, like, fruit soda.
Right.
So I'm like, fiscally liberal, socially conservative.
Speaking of, can you pass me that?
I don't think I've ever tried this.
Oh my god, try it right now. What the hell are you talking about?
I cut out soda like 7 years ago.
It's all like,
oh god,
like,
I can't. I'm so honored to be here for your downward spiral.
He's such a liar. He has soda all the time.
No, I don't. When's the last time I've ever had
Anytime
soda?
Anytime we've like gotten alcohol at a bar or something, you'll like try my Diet Coke and vodka and be like, it is good.
No, that is a lie. He always does that. He always says that I do things that I don't
know. I'm not here for this. This is not my part of my job. So you guys have to figure that out.
It doesn't taste diet. Like the Diet Coke tastes diet.
Right. Maybe that's why I like it.
Cheers. Like my coconut LaCroix.
Shut up.
Ew.
I hate you. Go home. Anyway, my next line is, I just love Ryland. I think he's cute.
That's nice.
I think he's cute. Yeah.
Thank you.
So do you feel, I think of you as like the gay Jenna and Julian. It's like, you're not just like a trophy YouTube husband. Like, you're a YouTuber. Like you make videos and you edit videos and you put out videos. Like, you're the Julian to his Jenna.
Well, thank you. Is that correct?
But I have more of the Julian body type.
Like,
he's like smaller. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Right.
Size. People come in different shapes and sizes, and all of them are ugly.
Yes.
Ball sacks are ugly.
Have you ever actually seen?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
So when you see.
Nope.
Oh.
I have seen one penis in real life.
How was it?
It was weird.
Was
Should
it
I say who
so?
It was?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And it's not. Oh my god. It's not like a
right.
like a Me Too story. Like no. Is that offensive? I don't know. It's not that. We were sitting around at the house, and it was like it came up that I had never seen a penis in real life, and Heath Hassar comes over. He's like, do you want to see my dick? And I was like, okay, fine. And so I looked down and I looked at it and I saw his dick. And then I saw a dick. And now I've seen a dick.
But it was soft.
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
It was weird. No, I mean, not to discredit him.
Right.
Right, just in general.
Weird looking appendage.
Yeah.
But I can't talk because vaginas are disgusting.
So when did you ever watch porn?
I looked it up one time in college, and it was really, really weird. But I've seen it, like, I did a video with my friend where she was, like, made me watch porn and, like, react, whatever. Like, I've seen it, like, when, like, other people are watching it, like, as a joke. Like, stuff like that. So, like, I know what porn, like, looks like, but, like, I've never, like, watched, like, a whole video or, like, all the, like, different stuff. Well, I see a lot of, like, ads. Like, when I illegally download Game of Thrones, I'm like, okay. Yeah. But, like, that's, like, the extent of my exposure to, like, sex. And I don't think about it.
Huh. Interesting.
It's just such a non-factor. Like, it's so weird.
Do you see yourself, like, being with somebody in the future, but it not being sexual?
I feel like that's almost worse.
Right.
The thought of, like, cuddling with someone that's, like, not my mom is, like, it's, like, literally, like, why? It's just weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to therapy, guys. You do scratch my back.
I wanted to do a video series called YouTuber Therapy, and this was a while ago, and I wanted to do it with you.
Uh-huh.
Because I was seeing, this was before you and Elijah had the thing.
Yeah.
The fallout. And I saw, and I was seeing your tweets, and I was like, I didn't really know you. And I was like, I think she's like way deeper than she's portraying. I think she, like, you were tweeting a lot about some issues, similar issues I have, and I was like, oh my God, like, I want to fucking know her. And then, yeah. And then I was like, I want to, like, sit down with her and have, like, therapy with her and figure shit out. Because this is when you were still doing the crazy videos with him.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways.
That's amazing. I think this is a good time to take a break. And then I can tease my reaction to what you just said after the break. And then people will stick around and want to listen to it. Podcast 101, guys. Mm. Okay, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Shane and Rylan. And during the break, we're going to discuss Shane's penis. Thank you. Hey, guys, what's up? You are listening to Don't Mess with Christine Sedelko. And I hope you like the show so far. I sure do. I'm very talented. Don't Mess is a CastBox original produced alongside Studio 71. And if everyone listening right now could take a moment to rate and review this podcast, give me 5 stars, give me 6 stars, give me 7 stars, jailbreak the system, hack it, million stars, give me all your stars, tell me how pretty I am, tell me how pretty you are, but not as pretty as me, how pretty you are in comparison to me. And also, I forgot what I was saying. I'm bad at this. Thank you. Okay, guys, we are back on Don't Mess with Shane and Ryland. It's your show now, guys.
Welcome.
So what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. How great I am.
Yes.
Continue.
Well, before we get to that, I just want to once say, because during the break, I was overthinking. I didn't want to offend Julian. I was just saying me and him are like, you know, we're bigger guys. We're like, we have thick legs. We're bigger guys. I hope he doesn't get triggered.
I mean, no.
Me and he was fat.
Also, anyone in comparison to me is bigger. I'm like very, very petite.
Yeah, I know. I have issues with it. Anyways.
I want to fuck all of you. So you're good.
No, I think
even
Julian's
with our weird looking penises.
Oh, weird dick and all, baby.
Your issues. No, that, and everybody that knew you, like Drew was becoming close with you and stuff. And I'd ask him like, what is she like? Because I want to like meet her. Cause I feel like she's very different than in these videos that I've seen.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, yeah, no, she's like very different. Yeah. Do you feel weird about like when you're starting your channel on your own and stuff, are you trying to be more real? Like what's your, you know?
Yeah. But like also not too serious.
Right.
Because I'm not very serious. I can, if I have to. Yeah. I don't really, like, enjoy it
right.
for extended periods of time. It's like, you know, your mom's like, oh, let's go for a walk in nature. And you're like, oh, this is pretty for, like, 50 steps. And then you're like, okay, mom, like, let's go. Like, this is fine. So it's kind of like that.
Right.
I am smarter than I look.
Yeah.
I'm not a genius, whatever. But, I mean, like, I went to college so I can write an MLA format.
Right.
Wait, that's high school. Anyway, let me explain how smart I am. But yeah, I'm smarter than I look, and I think that surprises people, and I didn't like that it was surprising people. Mm. So, and also, I'm very, very good at ignoring things, so much so that I forget. I will be the last to know, like, how I feel. So I think during that time, I didn't even realize that there was, like, two of me. Because I was just doing whatever. Like, it was just, like... And a lot of that time I spent sleeping on Elijah's couch. Not, like, I didn't have a place. Like, I had a place. But we, like, when we were trying to do daily vlogs, like, I just stayed, like, for, like, months straight, like, and just slept on his couch. Hmm. And we would do videos every day and all that stuff. And, like, you just kind of get sucked into that, like, no structure, like, lifestyle.
Yeah.
And you don't realize how... it's like affecting you, so you're just like, and then when you finally get it, when I finally got it, I was like, oh my God, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
So, and same when I was living with Tana and Elijah,
right.
Where it was just like,
it's like Scientology.
Waking up
so yeah, crazy all the time.
So crazy all the time, and like I had to get my dog. I was like, my dog can't be here. Like, yeah, like there's weed on the ground. I come home, she's like outside the gate. Like I can't trust anyone. Like it, like I have like I'm like a single mom. I'm like I need to find a home for me and my daughter. Like so it's kind of like that. And as far as YouTube goes, I did kind of want to get back to what I used to do, was just talking in front of the camera. But now I get lazy and I don't even post. So whatever. But yeah. I am different than, you know, throwing up. I haven't drank since October.
Wow.
Like, or, you know, gotten drunk. So, just smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah. I have a question, but I feel like I don't want to trigger or bring up old stuff. But
I don't, just as a blanket statement, give a shit about anything.
Okay, good. So I love your tweets because I relate to almost all of them. Like, you tweet a lot of, like, a lot of funny stuff, but then you'll, like, go on a, you know, a Twitter spree about, like, body shaming or anything or feeling self-conscious. And I, like, fucking couldn't fucking retweet that shit faster because I'm just like, fucking, that's me.
Yeah. Every once in a while, something gets me mad enough to,
that you'll go off.
To care. Yeah.
The thing that got me mad, and I never said anything because I didn't want to, like, draw attention to it. I didn't know how you felt about it, was the Katy Perry thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted, and I have tried to find you talking about it online, and I only found like one tweet, and I was like,
"We did a video, like a clickbaity video."
But it felt not. I saw that, but I still felt like it was a little. I want your perspective, like, because that shit fucking, like, it took everything. We were in Santa Barbara, I remember. It took everything in me not to go on a fucking rampage because I was so fucking mad about it.
Yeah, it was disappointing. That's, like, the biggest thing I've ever done. That's, like, the biggest, you know, stage or whatever, like, I've been on production-wise. And I didn't know what I was doing, right? So it's just, like, here's, you know, a couple thousand dollars. Do you want to be in a Katy Perry video? I, like, don't dislike Katy Perry, but I don't really listen to her music.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that's cool. Got there. It was really fun. Shooting was really fun. It was really long.
They didn't tell you anything? Like,
I was told that I was going to be on her basketball team.
They didn't say, like, oh, the joke is this.
No. They just said, I'm a character on her basketball team. So I get there, and it's fun. Like, the kid from Stranger Things was there. Mm-hmm. Tina from Glee was there. I talked her ear off about Glee. I'm going to try to get her on the show. Because I was like, and then on Glee, when Puck told Rachel that he couldn't be with her anymore, and how did you feel? Like, literally, like, I was probably so annoying. But so it was really fun. Made some friends. Had fun, you know, it was cool. I felt like a celebrity. And she was really nice. She came up and introduced herself. In, like, breaks, she would try to make small talk. She didn't seem like a huge diva.
Right.
She, like, just was napping.
Do you think she was in control of the creative of the video whatsoever?
No, there was a director, and he did.
Dave Myers, right?
Yeah, he did, like, the Lele Pons Camila Cabello video.
But she wasn't vocal about, like, oh, no, I want this shot way.
No, someone was directing her. She would look at shots and stuff like that, but.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. And then I was just a lot of standing for me. So it was like, it was a 2-day shoot, but it was like 36 hours of shooting. Like, I went home every night at like 4 a.m. and came back at like 10. So it was hard. And like, and it was a lot of us just standing, and like, it like gets tiring. So we were doing basketball. Like, we were running back and forth.
Yeah.
And then the fucking tacos. So I like kind of in the back of my mind got it. And I was like, okay, whatever. Like, it's funny. And then I kind of was like, oh, it means I won't have to run because my character is standing eating tacos. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I knew about that. I knew about that part. And part of me realized, oh, it's the fat joke. Whatever. I'm still getting paid to be here. Not a big deal. So, they were awful, though. They were cold. I didn't swallow any of them. I had a spit bucket the whole time. I haven't eaten Taco Bell since July. It ruined it. Like, it's so, so gross. And just eating and then spitting, eating and spitting for 2 days straight. And then it wraps and we're done. And
You had to eat a basketball. That's what made me mad.
Yeah. Crazy. I did.
How did they even bring that up to you? Like, hey, so you're going to eat a fucking basketball?
Yeah. You know, now looking back, like, I should have. You have no power when you're there. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I was big enough to be cast. Or someone thought I was big enough to be cast. I don't know why, in that role. So I have a certain number of followers. Mm-hmm. But when you're there, like, I signed a contract. I don't know what's in it. Like, I'm just like, okay, you tell me what to do, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. I'm paid to be here. I'm just an extra, basically. You know,
like, you're acting.
Yeah, I'm not. Who am I going to be to just storm out or, you know, whatever? So I'm like, okay, whatever, I'll do it. Didn't think much of it, and then it came out, and then it was like, when you see it all together and like the Shaquille O'Neals, and it's just like, but truthfully, I still didn't really, really care.
Mm-hmm.
I was just kind of like, oh yeah, like that's how it goes.
Yeah.
So nothing against her. I get a lot of hate from her fans, but you know.
You get hate from her fans?
Why? Oh yeah. Because I've talked about, you could go out of your way explaining no hard feelings to this person ever, people will just read the first part of your sentence. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter. I've, like, realized that since, you know, this all happened. So it's like, it doesn't matter.
Like, how are they even seeing it? And, like, because
they don't care. They're just like, Katy Perry, oh my gosh.
But aren't they like, oh, we see why she would be offended? Like, that's...
No, they don't have brain cells. Right. They're just children. They're on Adderall and Red Bull in high school, and this is their outlet. And this is their... how they get likes, and it's instant gratification. Like, I was that person, you know what I mean? Right. Like,
did Katie ever reach out?
No, and I don't expect. I don't. I'm not calling. You know, calling for an apology. I don't think it was her intention, or if she even knew that
she did it again, though. Like, she put up a video recently. I don't remember what it was. It was something else, and there was like another like fat thing in it. And
it sounds like she's not.
She's like, girl, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, it just some like people her. Just don't think it. Like, people who've never been fat, like.
Right.
They just don't get it, and they never will unless they get fat, you know?
And you weren't offended. Like, if that was, if I was you in that situation, it'd be the same, right? Because I'm so used to it. Like, when you grow up fat, like, you're just fucking used to it. You're the, like, you get it, whatever. So it's like, but somebody on the outside, I'm just like, fuck. What, fuck off.
Yeah, and then, you know, there's so many people asking you about it or, like, getting offended on your behalf. The worst thing about being is you can't, you can control what you respond to. You can't control what your fans respond to.
Right.
So people are going to form opinions on you based on just how your fans act.
Because
they're like, oh, if they're this type of person that likes this person, they might, you know, like this. Mm. It's the worst.
Yeah, so then everyone that's sticking up for you is also starting more drama with the kitty cats.
And you don't want to get mad at them because you're like, oh, they're just, you know, being supportive. Right. But also it's like, shut up, you know, so it's like, Anyway, let's get, this is supposed to be an interview of you people. you guys met on Tinder. Why?
Bumble, which is similar.
What is Bumble?
Bumble is about dating. Tinder is sex. Bumble's dating, and then OkCupid is for serial killers. So it's like, and I've been on all of them.
Okay, that's like a spectrum.
Yes.
Cool.
It's a perfect word for that.
Okay.
But we kind of knew each other before.
Kind of, yeah.
Like, he worked at a place called Clever.
What the fuck? There's a ghost. Oh, Clever TV.
Yeah.
With the beauty break.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
No. That's cool. Because I was going to ask you, were you a YouTuber before you met? So,
no.
Kind of. Because they posted videos on YouTube.
Yeah, and I was in some of those, but my main job was entertainment news. So it's like...
Oh, like a host.
Mm-hmm. So they also have...
Oh, give me your best Ryan Seacrest. Do it. Right
oh,
now.
Like what is... Here's is there a headline?
Oh, no. This is his favorite game.
No, it's not. Okay.
Here's a scenario. I just went in to sing. I had a really, really good... Take the microphone.
Oh, okay. Here.
He doesn't have a microphone. Remember when he tried to high-five a blind guy? Okay. I just went in. My like, reel before had a really heartwarming backstory, right? Mm. So the fans are rooting for me, right? I come in. I do my thing. I get one yes, two no's. It's an upset.
Oh.
I come out. I'm devastated. What do you do?
So I'm talking to you
the
camera?
You're talking.
She's walking out. So
okay.
Like you start
okay.
Talking
all right.
To the camera
all right.
And then to her,
Christine. So not as expected. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling real good.
Yeah, that was not good.
Well, no, it's not like that.
I didn't think this all the way through it and didn't realize it would require me to act back.
Right.
And so now I want to change.
Well, I'm in entertainment news, so it was more like Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez broke up again.
Oh my God, I hate her.
You're the man who lives in my phone.
Yeah.
You're my Snapchat man. Mm-hmm. That I feel, oh my God.
Yeah.
Welcome to a movie phone. That's insane. Can you do like all the Foley noise? Can you do like the.
I don't know what those are.
I don't either. I just started making noises. That's awesome. Can you? Okay. Let me give you a sentence to say, and you have to say it like, okay. Now I gotta think.
Maybe why Tana's late.
It's like headlines like Tana Mojo late again, but because she was high on, I don't know, you know.
Say, my mama says no. Dude, I'm too high to be funny.
You don't have to be. It's
fine.
That's
it.
A book title.
Cut it out. And then my book title is No One Told Me There'd Be Stairs. The struggles. This may come off harsh.
Okay.
Name your fucking dog.
I know.
Give your dog a fucking name.
Oh, well, what did you name her?
Zelda. And you gotta keep it.
That sounds fake, though, because I don't play video games, so then right. I look like a poser.
And then it would remind me of Nintendo 64 every time I look at her.
Is that a problem?
I mean, I'm just not much of a gamer.
Sim.
Like a Sims.
No.
Flarble Nibble.
The problem is we
get Roshi.
Too excited.
Dag.
No, it's
Cobble Tozzle North.
It's down to Dose.
Woba Chubsy.
Honey.
Sclabble Doodle. Some of those were real. Some of them were not. Yeah. You decide.
Right.
Continue. What were you saying?
Oh, no, I'm saying it's down. We're never going to find a name, so we just have to either decide on Dose or Honey. She's looking at me like, over.
Zelda's not in the mix. So.
Okay. No. Most disappointing moment in my life was when I asked my parents how my dad proposed, and they said, he didn't. We mutually discussed it and went and picked out a ring together. Ooh. This is the second most disappointing thing I've ever experienced.
Wow.
Are they still together?
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
I guess that decision worked. We always talk about that too, like who has to do it to the other.
Yeah, because who when there's two guys, I'm bi. Don't erase me.
We're in a gay relationship.
When there's
though.
Two guys, who proposes?
Are.
Who does the knee thing? Who fucking plans it? Who's the bride?
Whoever thinks that they're the one that plans it.
It's going to be me.
Yeah, it's going to be Shane.
But think of the views.
Ew. Oh my God. That's the worst. When you see a YouTuber proposal video and then like when they hug and you hear the microphone, like the God damn.
No, you can't film that.
I want to hear your okay, so I guess you'll just name your dog fucking Honey and that'll be the end of it. I don't think people realize if you do your own editing how much work goes into being a YouTuber.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it's like to be a YouTube fan. I don't know if they assume everyone has editors, mm-hmm. or I don't know if they assume everyone does it on their own. I have an editor.
Yeah.
Thank God. You don't.
Mm-mm.
Well.
Half.
Yeah.
But you edit your.
Yeah.
You do 2/3 of your videos, I'd say. Yeah. Like.
I don't even have iMovie on my computer.
You probably do.
No, I don't.
I've
tried.
To make room for Sims.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
It's all
and then I got a new laptop for Sims. And I wrote it off on my taxes. My dad's my financial manager. Anyway, what is that like? What is a typical day for you? How many hours a week do you spend editing?
This week was the worst. I was editing this video and it took me like 4 days, but at one point I sat at noon and then I didn't go to bed until 7 a.m. the next day. So I don't know how many hours that is. But it was crazy.
That's like college hours.
Mm. Yeah. Well, he was editing a 37-minute like B-roll intensive video.
That's what I'm saying too. Is your videos are long.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cough. Where's my water? Oh, give me that back.
This is my microphone.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I think kids don't understand editing because they've never maybe done it before, and they think like, oh, it just makes itself kind of, but it really, because like you're so lazy, like where's the video? And I'm like, I literally have been sitting here not sleeping. I got sick, like I fucking like lost my mind trying to make this video.
Well, the issue with Shane is that he used to post 5 videos a week, and so it's like, it's not like, oh, you're lazy, it's like, oh, we're used to 5 now, we're sometimes getting none in 1 week, so it's a little different. But your content's
changed. Yeah, I could put a hot dog on a power drill again if you want me to. That was really easy.
I mean, that has its appeal.
I get it.
No, that's when I first started noticing you, mm-hmm. was when you were in that phase with like the yellow background thumbnails.
Yeah.
But I had remembered you from before. We've talked about my weird little neighbor was obsessed with you. Right. So I was like, that's what he looks like now. Oh, this is what he's doing now. Mm. Cool. And I subscribed and I like was a casual fan. I watched they're funny. Mm. But, like, you didn't like those. Is it kind of, like, the same with me where you got, like, in a rut and you're like, why, like, this isn't fun anymore? And I want to.
I thought they were funny. Like, I always was like, I always put it up if I was like, okay, that's funny. Like, I think that'll be funny. But, you know, that's not what I never got excited to post something. I was never, like, reading comments being like, I can't wait to see what they think of the hot dog power drill video. I knew it was going to make people laugh, but I now it's like when I post something, I'm like so fucking excited to check the comments and see how people are liking and check the thumbs up and like the reaction, because it feels like a part of me versus like, oh, being funny in a kitchen eating pizza is very easy for me. But like this other stuff I'm doing is hard for me. And then that's like exciting.
It's
and I've been doing it for 12 years or something. So I just got bored.
It's funny that you say that because I'm literally going through that right now. Mm-hmm. I literally told my editor, I was like, I just want to get excited about posting again. And I'm not. Right. And I don't know how to get out of that, but I don't really care because I'm also lazy. the problems for another day. If you ever have YouTube therapy, sign me up.
Okay.
yeah. So I totally get that. And that's funny that you use like the exact same phrasing. So I'm glad that you made it out alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. You're so
brave. It's definitely a challenge.
A year ago, I thought I was going to, I was literally drunk in a bowling alley with you and Drew, and I was going to press delete on my YouTube channel.
Oh, wow.
Because I was so miserable. And then like some kid walked up and was like, what? And I was like, what? And then I forgot that I was going to delete my channel, and I kind of sobered up. And I was like, that was a crazy thing that could have just literally happened.
You're like, I just was on the edge. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. Well,
what do you like
it is
to,
kind of.
What do you like to do? Like, what do you like envision? You like to act.
I do. I like to. So, yeah.
Sketches,
I don't know
maybe?
What I like to do. I do, yeah, but I also don't want to try too hard.
Mm. Right.
Because I don't want to put in effort, but I also don't want people to think that I'm trying too hard. You know, so it's like, I don't know. I think it'd be cool. I think it's just hard being on the internet. Mm-hmm. I think it's like the comments. I think it's like, I'd rather be like a background actress on TV.
You read the comments?
I did when I first started, when I started my solo channel, because I was excited about it, and then I got kind of in rut, so now I don't. Mm. But, yeah.
You'll find your way out.
Thanks. cool.
Are you going to put this on YouTube?
I think so.
Yeah, all right.
Because then it's a free video. I don't have to do anything. You mentioned Drew.
Mm-hmm.
I have here. Let's talk about Drew.
Yes.
I love Drew.
Me too.
I love Drew.
Yes.
How did you meet?
I found him on the internet when he was... This is not going to help my allegations. I found him on the internet when he was 11. No, he was making comedy videos, and I think he made a video response to one of my videos or something, and I watched it, and I was like, this kid's a genius. And then I saw he did stand-up with his grandma, and it was genius, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? So I think I put him in a video or something, I gave him a shout-out, and then we were emailing. I'm like, you know, I'd love to do a video with you at some point. And then he lived far. And then years later, I was directing a movie, and I was like, he would be perfect for this character. So he came out from Modesto and auditioned and got it, and then we like kind of just hung out every day. For, you know, making the movie, and became really, really close.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, me and him met, I think, when I came on your show, your full screen show.
Oh.
Oh, no. We already knew each other. How did I meet him?
Hmm.
That is, you know what? I just remembered, and it's a really funny story. Thank God. So I found him through his Twitter. I think it was from the I Was Threatened meme. And I followed him and he followed me back. And it was that kind of like period of sometimes we'd like a tweet and then he'd like a tweet, but we didn't really DM. Mm-mm. And then, our love story. And then we did one night. This was before I moved to LA. It was when I was living in Arizona and I was driving out 6 hours whenever I needed to be here for something. It was insane. So I was sitting on my friend's couch and I was house sitting for her and dog sitting for her. And I was bored. And he texted or he DM'd me out of nowhere. And he was like, what are you doing tonight? And I was like, nothing. And he goes, and we make plans to hang out and he was going to come over. But then he goes, really quick. How many videos of mine have you seen? And I was like, two. And he goes, oh, okay. I just was making sure you weren't like a crazy fan. And I was like, oh, no, I mean, we can just be friends. And he was like, okay. So he came over and she lived right off Hollywood Boulevard. And we went and walked on Hollywood Boulevard. We tried to go to Dave and Buster's, but it was past 10 and he was under 21, so we couldn't get in. So we went to Johnny Rockets and we sat, we ate burgers. And then he got guilted into buying one of those photos, like the people that come around and take a photo.
Oh, God.
He paid like $20 for this photo just because he didn't want to hurt the guy's feelings. And then we bought like a selfie stick and then we like got an Uber and like went, like parted ways.
Aww.
Yeah. So really great. I just love him.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm going to see him tonight, I think. He wanted to see some movie. He's like, I mean, he's the, one of those people who, like, I just consider, like, family. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, he's, like, I love it when he comes over and we just sit on the couch and we just hang out. We watch, and we'll just do, like, we'll just riff off each other. Like, he'll just say crazy shit, mm-hmm. and we'll just, like, slip into, like, characters and just, like, and it's weird. It's really weird. Like, if you look outside yourself and, like, you saw someone else doing this, you're like, who are these weirdos? But it's fun. Like, it's fun, and, like, he's just really funny and really smart, and I just love him. And I want to get him on here, too. But, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Well, I keep asking him. I'm like, what are you guys going to do? And he's like, well, we have to figure it out. I'm like, what the fuck? It's coming up.
It's coming up.
What are you guys going to do?
We don't know. Maybe something with him doing music. People like when we play Sims together. We thought about putting a laptop out there and then putting the Sims game on the screen and, like, live playing a Sims game.
You should get people from the audience to come up and be Sims and you control them.
Jordan, write it down.
That's so funny.
No, but like,
what else you got, Shane?
Show it to me to prove it to me. That's a text. I want to see your notes app. Notes app.
Notes app.
Yeah, so we're going to go on tour because I think that we're funny together. I think people like us together, and I think we're just different enough but also similar enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that it's just going to be really funny.
I'm curious what the audience is going to be because I feel like you guys have a very different, like, what's the word? I don't want to say smart because that sounds like I'm saying, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a more alt comedy. I don't know what that means, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. It's not going to be like a bunch of screaming like Bieber fans. It's going to be like,
I don't think
they're
so.
More
they actually
intuitive.
Care and like want
yeah,
comedy.
Which sucks because you kind of have to
bring it.
Do something that they're not going to be like, what the fuck did I just pay
right.
for?
Because I don't think it's just like a screaming show where they're ah.
Yeah, they're like, ah, mad car. Yeah.
What happened to all those mad cars? Sorry.
Died in a fire.
Where, like, the Camerons and the Nashes, and are they what? What happened? Are they still around? Are they here? Are they here?
The Cameron one who, Dallas.
Like, the one, the girl sucking the dick, and he's like, come on. She's like, no.
Oh, Carter Reynolds.
Where are they all?
Dude.
Probably
I don't
on
know.
Instagram.
Sorry, my root beer is being really loud.
Quiet. That's probably good. The ASMR of it all.
Mm. Oh, the ass sucks to your ASMR. Mm. Who's Red Lord of the Flies? Shout out to sophomore year English class.
I pretended to read.
On that really awkward note, I think we've talked about a lot of stuff. I think there were a lot of awkward pauses that will be need to cut out, be cut out. Hmm. Mark, trust you on that.
I'm on it.
Got it. Shut up. Don't ever speak during my podcast again. Just kidding. Got to keep him in line. thank you guys so much for being here. Sorry you had to be here. sorry if the smell offended you. I think we did a great job. I think this should be picked up.
Yeah.
I think this should be on TV.
Okay.
I think it should be animated. Mm-hmm. I think it should be broadcast in North Korea, mm-hmm. South Korea, mm-hmm. whichever the one sighs from, probably South. I don't think Gangnam Style guys from North Korea. I don't think they have that kind of personality up there. Thank you so much for being here. Do you guys want to plug anything? Do you guys want to sing a song, a goodbye song?
Oh,
do you want to make out in front of me?
Yeah, what do you think about making out? Does that?
Yeah.
The sound of people kissing, especially on TV, is revolting.
Right.
The.
Come on.
I want to die. It is so gross. It is so gross. Mm. And the thought of someone else's tongue in my mouth.
But when you see it in a movie, like a romantic movie, do you feel something? Or are you just kind of like, that's
no, I'm
gross.
Not like, oh, I'm horny. Like,
but
I'm
like
just
your
like.
Heart?
Not kissing, but like if there's like a really emotionally charged scene, like a Notebook type scene, sometimes my heart will hurt a little.
Aww.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Turns out I am human after all. Don't mess. Don't mess.